This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What Neil Young's golden ears have to do with Amazon, plus a decision on the cost of borrowing money in America is due today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. What would you rather have? An economy strong enough that it does not need another cut in interest rates this fall to keep it healthy? Or would you like another cut in interest rates after the one we're expected to get from the Federal Reserve in about 4 hours? On Wednesdays, we like to consult Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Hi there.
Good morning.
All right. So conventional wisdom says we're going to get a cut, a small one. But I bet you're going to be looking very carefully to what the Fed chairman says about the future.
Yes, the market is obsessed with the commentary from the Fed right now, because that's where they're going to get the highlights and perhaps glean some sort of sign of what the future may bring. A 0.25% cut is largely expected by the market. The question is, what will Chairman Powell say about his willingness to be supportive in the coming months? And is he going to lead that there might be another rate cut before year end? The market would take that very positively. But Chairman Powell may not. He's been very tempered in his commentary. He was there to be supportive, and the Fed will continue to support the economy, but I don't think they want to jump ahead.
So we'll see exactly what the wording is there. But when you actually look out into the real economy, you do have some signs of strength today. Look at home builders, quite exuberant in the month of August.
A very strong number from home builders, and that's a huge positive. Home building is a big driver of the economy that will help support economic flow. Building a home, moving into a new home, buying a house generates a lot of purchases. All of that is good for the economy. And that's one of the conundrums that Chairman Powell and the Fed Board faces. The micro-level economy is incredibly strong in the U.S. We're seeing good signs. This housing number, just one of them. Employment is high. Average hourly earnings are going up. All of that is very strong. The top layer of macro concerns, China trade, European slowdown, et cetera, remain. And that's the balance that the Fed is trying to strike.
All right, Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After crude oil got a lot more expensive following the weekend airborne attacks on Saudi oil facilities, prices have then been drifting back down. Crude in New York is down another 2% now to $58 a barrel. It was below $55 before the attacks. Stock in FedEx, the big shipping company, is down nearly 13% right now after its quarterly results yesterday fell below expectations. Significantly, FedEx lowered its guidance for profits ahead, given loss of business during the trade war here and losing all that work from the retailer Amazon. Rival UPS stock is down too, but just by 2.2%. We're also covering the Federal Reserve being forced to intervene twice now to add juice to a crucial overnight lending market that went out of whack this week. Yesterday, the Fed said it would move $75 billion into what's called the repo market, suggesting it was smoothing over a short-term set of pressures. Well, today, interest rates for repos did calm down. At one point this week, all this caused the Fed's key interest rate that it manipulates to drift out of spec. Consult the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed for more on whether this is a transient blip or the first scene of a scary movie, and it is probably a blip. You count on Marketplace to help you understand how the economy works and the ways it affects our lives. As a nonprofit news organization, we count on listeners like you to support this kind of journalism and to invest in your own lifelong education. Now, any donation helps, and if you give today, you'll help unlock a $50,000 challenge from the Candida Fund. Become a Marketplace investor at marketplace.org, and thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I know many folks are perfectly happy with the kind of crunchy sound of songs recorded in formats like MP3. For those who would like something a few steps closer to studio quality, Amazon has announced a new music streaming service that would rival Spotify and Apple Music. And listen to the cranky genius who's into this. We'll reveal that in a moment. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is on the story today. Nancy, you can already play a lot of songs as part of Amazon Prime. Why is Amazon doing this?
Well, the thinking is there's a mass market for high-definition music. And, David, these are music files that aren't compressed, so they have a much fuller sound. Amazon is charging as much as $14.99 a month for this new service.
$14.99. Aren't there already high-def streaming services?
There are, but they've been aimed at audiophiles and people who've been paying $20 or $25 a month for services like Tidal and Deezer. Amazon isn't necessarily aiming for them. It's trying to attract the average listener. And now there could be pressure on the other big streaming services like Spotify to offer high definition.
And some artists whose work might be streamed through this, who's into this?
The cranky genius Neil Young is happy. Amazon even included a statement from him in its press release. He's quoted as saying, "This will be the biggest thing to happen in music since the introduction of digital audio 40 years ago." Young has complained for years about the sound quality of the biggest streaming services. He even started his own service complete with a portable digital media player, but it went out of business.
It makes me wonder, do you need some special device to play Amazon's new high-def system?
Amazon says it will play, quote, "the highest quality audio the customer's device and network conditions will support." And it does look like you'd need a special converter to play Amazon's highest quality music files, and those can cost hundreds of dollars.
All right. Sit there on the couch with the nice speakers or decent headphones. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you for this. And Neil Young, thank you for this. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.